I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. There's mixed reaction to the Trump administration's freeze of Environmental Protection Agency awards and grants and what it means for Colorado. 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland has more.
In a statement, Governor John Hickenlooper says it's not clear how broad the order is or for how long it will last. Democratic Senator Matt Jones of Longmont is the point person in his caucus for energy and climate change issues.
Any administration can come in and review this kind of stuff, but to shut things down and to censor employees, I've not seen that.
The EPA was also told not to communicate with the public through social media or press releases.
I think it's a great timeout.
Republican Senator Don Corum of Montrose says everyone wants clean air and water, but sometimes the EPA can be a detriment.
Because you can't have a healthy environment without a healthy economy.
State agencies didn't want to talk on the record, saying they still need more information from the federal government to figure out next steps. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
The artist Christo is nixing his plan to drape translucent fabric above portions of Colorado's scenic Arkansas River, a proposal that generated fierce opposition and a long court battle. He says he no longer wanted to wait and would instead focus on another project in Abu Dhabi. Over the River called for 8 sections of fabric panels to be suspended in intervals along 42 miles of the river between Canyon City and Salida. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.